This is St. Louis Public Radio. When lawmakers return to Jefferson City this week, it will mark Todd Richardson's first full session as Speaker of the Missouri House. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, members of both parties are optimistic about the Poplar Bluff Republicans' ability to lead.
After House Speaker John Deal abruptly resigned, Richardson rose to the speakership at a time of turmoil. Now that the dust has settled from Deal's departure, Richardson says he wants to improve the ethical climate of the Missouri General Assembly. That includes curbs on lobbyist gifts and more robust financial disclosure requirements for legislators.
I want to have a very intentional strategy very early in session to make sure we put the legislature in a position to actually deliver substantive, meaningful ethics reform to the governor's desk.
While other speakers have made similar promises, Richardson says he can break the streak of futility by passing single subject bills as opposed to a great big ethics package. But House Minority Leader Jake Hummel doesn't think that any ethics push is complete without campaign donation limits.
Anytime you have someone that's writing $1 million check to one candidate, you've got a perception that the legislature or the elected officials are bought and paid for.
Still, Hummel and other Democrats predict Richardson will be fair with them. And that's why State Representative Tommy Pearson has high expectations for Richardson's first year as Speaker.
And he's got a good head on his shoulder. I don't think he's going to let anything go.
Richardson will likely stay on as House Speaker through 2018. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.